From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Syria's state news agency says evacuation buses began entering war-torn Aleppo Sunday to work on getting out the remaining civilians and rebels. Tens of thousands of trapped Syrian civilians and rebels have been waiting for evacuations to resume. The UN Security Council is expected to vote Sunday on whether to send monitors to the war-ravaged Syrian city to oversee the evacuations and to help provide protection for civilians who remain. Thousands of civilians and the last remaining rebel fighters waited in vain for evacuation operations to resume Saturday after the exodus was suspended Friday by the Damascus government. Thousands of protesters have gathered in London in solidarity with those trapped in Aleppo. The co-founder of the Syrian Solidarity Campaign said the protest was to show their support for the people of the besieged city.
By doing nothing to protect civilians in Syria and allowing war criminals to carry out massacres and war crimes against the Syrian people, you are part of these crimes. So we want the international community to uphold the international law in Syria and punish the war crimes.
A rally was also held outside the Prime Minister's office in London, where those gathered heard speeches and prayers from a Syrian imam. An Indonesian military transport plane crashed Sunday, killing all 13 on board. A military statement said the plane was carrying 12 tons of food supplies. Officials say the bodies of all the victims have been recovered. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. And the Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA, is in Tehran Sunday for talks with senior Iranian officials. And from here in Washington, this is VOA News. Staying with our story in Iran, Yukiya Amano's visit is aimed at reviewing implementation of the landmark nuclear deal known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. The head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization said he hopes the IAEA report is not biased. Ali Akbar Salahi said, "We have always insisted that the IAEA must act as a neutral authority and not allow the influence of others to be reflected in its reports. Iran believes the U.S. has violated the nuclear deal by renewing the Iran Sanctions Act, which eased sanctions in exchange for curbs on Iran's nuclear program." A suicide bomber attacked a military base in the southern port city of Aden Sunday, killing 40 Yemeni soldiers. Military officials in Sana'a say at least 50 other soldiers were wounded as they gathered at the military base to receive their pay. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack. The bombing comes a week after a similar explosion in Aden, claimed by the Islamic State, killed at least 45 soldiers and wounded dozens more. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has ended his thank you tour in Mobile, Alabama, with many of the same promises that led to his election. Told thousands gathered at a football stadium that he would build a wall along the U.S. border with Mexico, increase the size of the U.S. military, care for veterans, and rebuild American infrastructure. Earlier, Trump announced he had chosen Republican Congressman Mick Mulvaney to be his White House budget director. Mulvaney is a fiscal conservative who has even pushed his own Republican Party colleagues to be more aggressive in reducing federal spending. Bolivia's ruling Socialist Party has defied the results of February referendum and backed President Evo Morales to run for a fourth term in 2019. The Movement for Socialism approved Morales' candidacy unanimously in its Congress. Morales narrowly lost a referendum earlier this year on whether the Constitution should be revised to allow him to run again in 2019. Bolivia's Constitution only allows two consecutive presidential terms. He had sought to raise it to three straight terms. And Pope Francis prayed on Sunday that talks in the Democratic Republic of Congo would take place peacefully amid fears of widespread unrest in the country. Talks between the Congo president, Joseph Kabila's party, the opposition are on hold after the party failed to reach an agreement before the date Kabila was originally supposed to step down from power. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.